and a guy I don't get to talk to enough, and always enjoy his company, and am very thankful that we have him here as the president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. I'm speaking about Sandy Baruah. Good morning, Sandy.
Well, good morning, Paul W. Great to be with you again.
Well, it's great to be with you, and great to see that you're bringing something up that's extremely important that some of us might have taken for granted, like this kind of work was already being done. Tell us about the Winning Jobs Coalition.
Yeah, great. And thanks for the opportunity, Paul W. So the Winning Michigan Jobs Coalition is certainly not just the Detroit Regional Chamber and our Michigado organization. It is economic development, business attraction, and policy organizations all across the state, including places like The Right Place and certainly BLM, which has been a leader here, and the DRP here locally, led by my friend Maureen Krause. And we're all focused on really one thing, and that is ensuring that Michigan is competitive in the 21st century and attracting jobs and maintaining the jobs that we have for Michiganders. You know, one of the things that we learned with that big announcement from our friends at Ford Motor Company that places like Tennessee and Kentucky and, of course, you know, South Carolina and Texas have been very aggressive, very organized, and very focused on, you know, really creating a really strong job base for their citizens, not just today, but the years to come. And Michigan, frankly, Paul W., we've been a little lackadaisical about it, and we've certainly been inconsistent. So over the years, we've been saying, listen, we need the MEDC to have more flexibility. We want to be more competitive when businesses start looking for a place to locate where their employees are going to go. And one of the things that we also learned out of Tennessee and Kentucky is that we need to be able to have sites, big industrial sites, ready to go. And that's what we're working on, and we're doing it together.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes, billions of dollars, Ford going elsewhere for the battery plant and such. That was a eye-opening gut punch when we saw that announcement. And
it was. And one, it's a realization that just because Michigan owned the automotive world for the last 100 years doesn't give us any guaranteed right to own it for the next 100 years. And this transition to electric vehicles, EVs, and, you know, potentially even autonomous vehicles, AVs, is a fundamental, it's a seismic shift in the industry. And Paul, this is something you and I have talked about quite a bit, something you know a lot about with all of your work with our automotive companies. And the game has really changed. So we can't rely on just because we own this for the last 100 years, we're going to own it into the future. So we need to change our game.
Absolutely. And the lack of available developed land, as you mentioned, Sandy Baruah, that is serviced by utilities, is a barrier for growth, as we learned through that Ford deal. Now, you're asking for some significant investment from the American Rescue Plan Act and or one-time general fund surplus toward this purpose. What are your thoughts on the odds of that happening?
Well, we are working across the aisle, Democrats and Republicans. You know, our team is reaching out, BLM's reaching out, all of these organizations, and many that I didn't mention, you know, are talking to their legislators in Lansing and saying, hey, this is why this is important for your part of the state, and this is why this is important for your constituents who you're going to want to make sure not just have a job today, but have a job 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And so we're talking to them, said, listen, here's some broad outlines of kind of what we need. We need the MEDC to have a flexible toolkit. So when companies start shopping around, we can say, hey, yeah, we've got some tools, we've got some programs. You know, right now, we don't have a great answer for that, even though we have a great leader at the MEDC with Quentin. The other thing that we're telling people, and you just mentioned it, Paul W., is let's get sites ready. I mean, one of the things that Tennessee and Kentucky did years ago, those sites that Ford Motor Company is using to build Big Blue Oval City down south, those sites were prepared years ago, and they just kind of marketed them. And as you mentioned, they have the utilities hooked up, they have roads, you know, all ready to go, and that's something that big industrial investors are looking for.
Well, and it's something that everyone has to understand, that there is a cost involved, and for a period of time, I don't know how long these properties that Ford swooped up were sitting there, But for a period of time, you're going to be sitting there with developed property with no income coming in, and people can get concerned about that. But here's the reality. And in your own words, it's time to create opportunities for Michigan to win. And this is, as we just lost, this is one of those ways we can do that, by preparing large sites where productivity can begin as soon as possible. These are sites with developed land, with their utilities and everything else. That's what we have to do. Sandy Barua, President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, keep up the good work. A Merry Christmas to you and Lisa.
Thanks, Paul W. Have a great morning.
Thank you very much as we continue on News Talk 760 WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes, on this Monday morning, December 6th.